Joanne Fox joining me now for our first cultural continuum, which will be completely this summer.
Yes, it will be.
Because summer turned yesterday. So here we are, Cultural Continuum. Thanks for coming out, Joanne, from the Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Always good to see you.
And thanks for tuning in for Cultural Continuum today. We begin up in Quimby, and the city of Quimby is celebrating their annual Watermelon Days. That's today and tomorrow, with activities including chainsaw art, a carnival, a craft show, a 5K run walk, and a watermelon feed. Go to CherokeeCountyIowa.com. I'm sure there's lots of other stuff going on at Watermelon Days, too.
One would only hope. In addition to watermelon.
Yes.
Absolutely. Lamb Arts Regional Theater here in Sioux City presents Snapshots, a musical scrapbook, and that's going to be tonight and tomorrow, then it's over. Surrounded by a lifetime of memories and phantoms of their former selves, Sue and Dan embark on a cerebral journey to the past, rediscovering their true love that remained hidden in a lifetime of snapshots. You might more information on the show, lambtheaterwithanre.com.
Vanguard Arts has a couple of things going on this weekend. The first of them is a performance tonight by Society of Broken Souls. They will feature lead-in guest Jessica Zepeda. That'll be tonight beginning at 8 o'clock. Lauren Schapter and Dennis James, a husband and wife duo, perform their own brand of American roots music. You can find out more by going to the Vanguard Arts Facebook page.
Camp High Hopes will host its annual Rib Fest, and that's going to be on Saturday. It's going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Battery Park. The event begins at 11 a.m. Then activities also include a 5K walk run, live music, obviously rib eating, and a contest for rib eating. And a Kiss a Pig booth. My goodness. Lots more on that information at camphighhopes.com.
I know which one of those last two ones I would most likely get involved in.
Good to know.
back to Vanguard Arts on Saturday night. Tomorrow night, it'll be a performance by Brian Masick and friends with special guest Dylan Nelson. That'll be at 8 o'clock. Brian Masick and friends plays a first-class fusion of jazz, including guitar work by Jesse Christian.
Well, we hope the weather will cooperate because the Sioux City Parks and Recreation are going to present Movies in the Park, and they are going to show Wonder, and that's going to be on Saturday at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Park Bandshell. Moviegoers are asked to bring their own blankets, chairs, snacks, and again, we hope the weather cooperates. And if you need more information on the event, sioux-city.org.
What other time are you encouraged to go to a movie and bring your own snacks from home?
Good point, Steve.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting acoustic folk music from Norway and Sweden, on a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Vidar Skrid and Patrick Alberg join Scandinavian fiddle forces in this mixed marriage of Norwegian and Swedish folk music duo. Their mix is... of music is composed by both their original and traditional Nordic fiddle tunes. And Nordic fiddle is a little bit different, and it's kind of interesting if you've never heard Nordic fiddle before. It's kind of cool. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for additional information.
And appreciate a little spin you put on the words that almost sounded like you came up from there in the Norse land.
I grew up around my fair share of Norwegians, yeah.
Excellente. The Sioux City Municipal Band's next concert is Sunday. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. at the Grandview Park Bandshell. This week's program will feature Josh Kalkin on tuba with Michael Pritchard as the conductor, and of course, Dave Madsen is going to be the host. And lots more on that. I think if you go to SiouxCityJournal.com, they always do some promo on that, but you can also then go to sioux-city.org because this event is under the auspices of the city of Sioux City.
The tuba doesn't get the solo spotlight nearly enough, in my opinion.
I agree.
The Yankton Public Library will be hosting Pockets Full of Fun Puppet Show. That'll be Monday morning at 10:30. Puppeteers will be at the library to share their music, games, humor, and puppetry with children and families. Go to cityofyankton.org to find out more.
If you've got some time this week, this is a really nice road trip. The Dickinson County Nature Center in Ogeboji is going to host a kayaking adventures camp. It's going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday. It'll be from 9 to 11 a.m. And youth from the ages of 10 to 14 will learn the basics of kayaking from a certified instructor. And trust me, there are some basics of kayaking so you don't tip over and fall in the lake and suffer severe consequences. So if you want more information, Dickinson County Nature Center.com.
Orange City Arts is presenting the 7th Annual Festival Latino, and that will be Wednesday beginning at 5 o'clock, and it will be held in Windmill Park. The celebration of Latino and Hispanic culture will feature music by Tropicante, along with food, games, and other activities. The festival is all part of the onstage Orange City Summer Series, and we'll be hearing Tropicante will be taking us out of Cultural Continuum today.
Excellent. Again, Vanguard Arts is going to have another event. They are going to present Art Share. It's going to be Wednesday, June 27th. It's at 7 p.m. Painters, potters, sculptors, and other artists are invited to bring a piece of their work to share with the group, thus the name Art Share. And Vanguard Arts has a presence on Facebook if you'd like more information on this free event.
Another arts event, but this time up at the lakes, the Pearson Lakes Art Center is presenting Kirk Hovenga, Iowa Landscapes. There will be an opening reception coming up Thursday from 5 to 7 o'clock. There will be an artist talk kind of nestled in the middle of that as part of the Pearson Lakes Art Center's Art After Hours event. That continues with music and food in the gazebo in Betsy's Garden after the opening. Hovenga's paintings will be on view through the 4th of August. Go to lakesart.org for more information.
We are so lucky in Sioux City to have live music at the level we do. Downtown Live is again presenting an event on Thursday, June 28th. It is Steamboat Bandits. It starts at 6 p.m. It's on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum, and the Steamboat Bandits are a high-octane progressive bluegrass band from Kansas City. More information, downtownlivesc.com.
Sioux City Public Museum, speaking of which, they are also hosting a display. It's called Traditional Arts of the Bedouin. The exhibition is on display through Sunday, August 5th. Traditional Arts of the Bedouin features over 50 pieces of art and artifacts reflecting the culture from Saudi Arabia and nearby Middle Eastern countries such as Egypt, Syria, and Yemen. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org to find out more.
The Sioux City Arts Center is going to be presenting Sundays in the Studio, and that'll be every Sunday from 1:30 to 3 p.m. That'll run now through July 29th. Sundays in the Studio is a hands-on way to experience and create art. And so more information on that, SiouxCityArtsCenter.org.
And that is about all we have to share with you this morning for Cultural Continuum. If you would like to submit an event, please do so via email at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. You can also submit stuff on our website, which is kwit.org. Whilst you're there, you can re-listen to this via podcast and find out all sorts of other information as well. On behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox and executive producer Allie Carson, wishing you a great morning. And again, music by Tropicante to take us out.
Señora, celebrar, de aquel tiempo que vivían a la otra con la pila, la vida, la pila, la criatura.